And I'm going to say it just like that. It's bullshit. Why? Because you would never, ever, ever bring these charges against Hillary Clinton. You would never, ever, ever bring these charges against Stacey Abrams. It's political. It's targeting one person. And you know what? I'll say this to him, Mike. When Donald Trump says they're coming after you, I'm just in the way, he's 100% right.
Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick along with Mike Spiraza. Mike, I think mostly we're going to talk about Trump today, but we have to talk about another dredge of our Erie County community, Mark Poloncarz. But we'll save a little bit of that news about Mark for last.
Another fearless leader in New York.
Man, what's worse than fearless? Yeah.
Good point.
He's fearful. He's gutless. Fearful of his own reputation is all he's really fearful of, is what I'd say. But we'll save that for last.
You do not want to miss his response to the two rapes of by migrants, I should say. You do not want to hear his exact. This is like we're going to read the exact Facebook post. I won't even summarize. I'm going to read you exactly what he has to say. You don't want to miss that at the end of the show.
Sure. Filled with compassion, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So Trump indicted for a fourth time. This is not unexpected. This was by Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. This for election interference. And Trump and many others actually must surrender by August 25th at noon. Mike, your thoughts initially on Trump being indicted for a fourth time?
Well, it's not shocking because they've been telling us for weeks that they were going to make a show of this. You know, Atlanta or Fulton County, they have literally been talking about this for months. They've been talking about mugshots. They've been talking about the whole song and dance of an actual, bringing Trump in and going through the fingerprinting, going through the photos. They've been doing this and telling us this for months. So it's not shocking. What is shocking, though, Mike, is that you've seen the polls, right? I mean, every time this happens, Trump's numbers skyrocket, his mm-hmm. fundraising skyrockets every single time, and now they're doing it again, and this might be the most ridiculous of them all because of the charade and the show that it's going to be. I'm going to use an example. If I'm a Barack Obama and I'm the leader of the party, not saying he is, but maybe he is, I'm saying to myself, the last thing that I want the media and I want law enforcement and I want the legal system to do is prop this guy up anymore. Because every time we do it, it backfires at us. I'd be like, mm-hmm. keep this guy out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Keep him away from you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear Donald Trump. I don't want to see Donald Trump. But no, they do the opposite. And I think their hope is, Mike, they get him on one of these charges. I don't think it matters. The people that are voting for Donald Trump, myself included, I'm going to raise my hand. I am voting for Donald Trump no matter what happens. He could get convicted on all mm-hmm. 75 indictments and 400 years in prison. I don't care. I'm voting for him. Now, if something came out that he was like a child molester or an actual murderer or something, of course that would change. But based on these four indictments, no matter what happens in the courtroom, Donald Trump is not, it's not even a question. He is my vote. I am voting for Donald Trump. That is the president.
Yeah. This once again, I think, shows how self-serving, narcissistic, and how deeply Trump derangement syndrome runs in a lot of these people's heads, like Fannie Willis. This is the reading, I guess. I'll use this out of an article off of Fox. Let's see. This by, this was 7 hours ago. Houston Keene of Fox News. This says, a 97-page indictment. The charges include violating the Georgia RICO Act. RICO, if you don't know what that means, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. Often I think you'd hear that maybe for mafia activity.
Or drug, right? Yeah.
Drug activity. Yeah. Solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Conspiracy to commit impersonating a public officer. Conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree. Conspiracy to commit false statements and writings. Conspiracy to commit filing false documents, conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree, filing false documents, and solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Now, former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, attorneys Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, Kenneth Chesbrough, Jeff Clark, John Eastman, and others were also charged out of this years-long investigation. Interesting, Mike, years-long investigation. And here we are, August of 2023, just before presidential campaigns really heat up and debates begin. Let's talk about the timing of these indictments. I mean, we had Alvin Bragg start this whole parade off with falsifying business records, you know, accusations against Donald Trump.
Which was total bullshit.
Manhattan DA, right? Alvin Bragg. Yeah. Next, federal charges for holding classified records at Mar-a-Lago.
Also bullshit. Go ahead.
Justice Department counsel Jack Smith, then, for the January 6th involvement, he says, that Trump had basically instigating that whole event. And then further with, you know, just to layer on it, it's just like icing on a cake. He had to hold Trump accountable for even more. And then finally, Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. So just the timing of this, it seems so orchestrated. I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind, I don't care who you are, that this has been an orchestrated attempt to take down Donald Trump.
So in case nobody saw this yesterday, because I'm sure you didn't, I'm not saying you, Mike, but people listening may not have, Sam Bankman-Fried, there was news that came out about him shelling out $100 million of stolen money, by the way, from his FTX funds to Democrat nominees in the 2022 midterms. So the same day we see this crook, which we all knew was a crook, by the way, but let's not forget that. We all said this for a long time. This guy gave $100 million to Democratic candidates across the country. That is on the same day. Also, the whistleblower confirmed some of the stuff in the Hunter Biden trial just yesterday. And then this comes out. By the way, Mike, we forgot to mention this earlier. Fannie Willis, the genius that she is, ends up screwing up this indictment, by the way, and putting it online for public knowledge before they even talk to the grand jury.
Right.
Right. So they were working fast, and they were working fast for a reason. Right. This is just another show. And again, I'm here for it. I'm on the record. I'm here for it. Why? This is cementing. Donald Trump said he needed one more indictment. I'm going to say he needs one more thing. He needs the Fulton County mugshot, and it's over. Once we get the mugshot, this race, not the primary's already over. The primary's been over. Once we get that mugshot, the 2024 race is over. It's over completely. That will set Donald Trump over the edge. His face will be on every T-shirt. Again, raising my hand, I'll buy 20 of them. The Donald Trump mugshot will take him through and carry him through the 2024 election. It's over.
Yeah, and this, to your point about this leak, Fannie Willis essentially just simply said, I can't tell you anything. Of course you can't, right?
Yeah.
So this was Monday. This is official. The Office of the Fulton County Clerk or Superior and Magistrate Courts has learned of a fictitious document that has been circulated online and reported by various media outlets to the Fulton County Special Purpose Grand Jury. While there have been no documents filed today regarding such, all members of the media should be reminded that documents that do not bear an official case number, filing date, and the name of the clerk of courts in concert are not considered official filings and should not be treated as such. This was not a simple mistake, is what, let's see here. This was Trump attorneys Drew Feindling and Jennifer Little who slammed this. This was not a simple administrative mistake. A proposed indictment should only be in the hands of the DA's office, yet it somehow made its way to the clerk's office and was assigned a case number and a judge before the grand jury even deliberated.
How could that be, Mike?
Well, how can it be, and how can this not just be thrown out? You know,
I agree.
If anyone believes in rule of law and equal justice, how can this just not be thrown out? I think to your point, Mike, like I totally agree. I think nobody who has supported Trump from the beginning has lost the feeling of support for him. I mean, if anything, it's grown and grown and grown. And then the other thing is, you just wonder, will independents or any liberals at all, liberals like Bill Maher, will any of them say, I cannot in my right mind vote for anybody on the left anymore? They've taken this far, far too far. And I mean, it's like basically over the cliff and they're falling, waiting to see how hard it's going to, you know, how hard they're all going to hit.
Here's the problem, too. In the last 6 years, we've had numerous people challenge elections By the way, two of them were that I'm talking about right now were liberals. Hillary Clinton still doesn't believe she lost in 2016,
right,
and is on the record saying that. Mm-hmm. And Stacey Abrams hasn't, Mike. Yep. So if you really give a shit mm-hmm. about, you know, hey, we need to bring people to justice, then do it. Then go after those two. This is my problem with this whole thing. Like all these liberals like Harry Sisson, Mr. Gen Z, finally getting justice. That's bullshit. And I'm going to say it just like that. It's bullshit. Why? Because you would never, ever, ever bring these charges against Hillary Clinton. You would never, ever, ever bring these charges against Stacey Abrams. It's political. It's targeting one person. And you know what? I'll say this too, Mike. When Donald Trump says they're coming after you, I'm just in the way, he's 100% right. What does he mean by that? They don't give a shit about Trump. They do, but that's short term. They know that at most Trump's got 4 years left. They give a shit about all of us that can think clearly and that know they're all full of shit. That's what they're concerned about. The MAGA movement, they're petrified of it, and they need to take out its leader, and they're coming after us next. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what can actually, you know, work in terms of Trump getting elected, in terms of stopping this crazy liberal freight train. Is it simply election? Is it actually GOP members stepping up and actually getting the balls to do something? Like, do something.
That would help.
Stop threatening. Stop reporting like they're the town criers. Oh, have you seen what's going on there? Whoa, that's wrong. Oh, my gosh. What's this Fannie Willis thinking? Whoa, what was Alvin Bragg thinking? This is unconstitutional. Like, you just hear it. It's like white noise now. Yep. You just hear all the Republicans, those that even want to say anything. How about the ones that never say anything? What are we paying you for? Like, honestly, what are we paying you for? You're not passing any great legislation. So how about you just get a set of balls and say something? Say something in support or in not support. All you like to do is sort of thread the needle, stay on that tightrope. You don't want to go one side or another of the tightrope. You feel like, well, if I support Trump too much, that's not going to look good. But, oh, if I don't support him, oh, my gosh, what are people going to think of me? Like, stop thinking of what others will think of you. And how about you stand up? How about like a Vivek Ramaswamy type of statement yeah. where you actually – you understand what's going on in this country, and you actually take a side, and you don't care who politically the person is. You stand up for what's right or what's wrong. I mean, I'm so tired of this. So do you think elections will make a difference, Mike? Do you think that some GOP members can actually make a difference? Do you think the judicial system might make the difference? Do you think a lot of these things are just going to go basically down? I don't see them going down in many of these states. I mean, in Georgia, New York,
D.C.
I mean, really, like you look at this and you think, boy, these just have to be appealed and probably all the way headed right to the Supreme Court.
My thoughts, honestly, are the Supreme Court right now can help. But at this point, forget Kevin McCarthy, forget Mitch McConnell, forget all the bullshit artists mm-hmm. that are in Congress. Forget them all. If there's one thing that can change this, and it's you. The people. You, the people, are the only thing that can change this political weaponization, this political persecution, and to be honest with you, this banana republic government we got. There's one thing you can do, and it's vote. And it's go vote for Donald Trump. That is the one thing that we can do, Mike. Forget the courts, forget all those other things. Go vote for Donald Trump. That is the only thing that we as Americans can do. Your congressmen won't do it. Your congresswomen won't do it. There's less than I bet, Mike, 2% that actually know what the hell's going on or are not part mm-hmm. of that uniparty. There's less than 2%. I'll say a Matt Gaetz is one of those, right? I'll say a Byron Donalds is probably one of those, mm-hmm. right? Those types of guys are the people that we need. Now, again, even with them, there's not enough of them, Mike. We need us, the voter, to take care of this. Go vote for Donald Trump and get rid of the con men. Get rid of the BS, the Bidens, the Clintons, the Obamas. Get rid of them all. Go vote and take care of it.
So it's easy to become just sort of a witness or a spectator to all of this, right?
Yep.
We all sit back and then at your kitchen table or as you're having a beer, having some chicken wings here in Buffalo anyway, maybe across the country, just not as good. You start talking about these things. And then to your point, Mike, people at election time think they need to just distance themselves from these things. They need a mental health break.
Yep.
They need to just They need to just watch and see what happens. Let's just see how the cards fall. Well, this house of cards that Joe Biden's administration and he has built, it's coming down, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's burning like Maui right now. And it just hasn't come to your doorstep yet. That's the problem. Until it hits your doorstep, you're not evacuating, right? You're not jumping into the ocean like these people in Maui have had to do. It's just a terrible tragedy there.
Which, by the way, Joe Biden doesn't have any time to comment on, by the way. Let's not forget that. You know, actual disaster going on in California, I'm saying, in Hawaii right now. But Joe Biden... Baby, he's got to go ride his bike. He's got a vacation. So don't interrupt that. He's actually headed, I think, this week to Texas or something, too. Can't find his way to Hawaii, though. God forbid he does that. Or God forbid he sends his vice president. Can't do that.
How vile is that team that he has around them?
Yep.
Around him. I mean, they're the ones running the show. We know that. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a corrupt and vile group to not say, we got to get Joe out in front of the microphone for this.
Yep.
I mean, we've got to at least talk about the lives being lost, the federal assistance that we're going to provide, just something, not a thing. And
no,
that's not
God,
Joe
no.
Biden.
No, God,
I mean,
no.
Joe Biden can't make sense of anything.
Yep.
And we know that. Like, that's clear. We know that. I mean, there's so much evidence now to say that. I can say it without really saying, oh, well, you never know. No, we know. But his team, I mean, Dr. Jill, what do you, are you saying, Joe, Maui's burning? Like, it'll likely be thousands of people will have died on Maui because of fires and extreme wind and spreading of the wildfires. And he hasn't said a word. And you, Jill, don't have no respect at all. No, no decency to tell your husband, get in front of a microphone, for God's sake, and say something about the people on Maui.
Yep.
They're U.S. citizens.
Yep.
But to your point earlier about voting, that's the problem. People get what I call election dementia. They completely forget how we got to the extreme, horrible conditions that we end up getting to.
Yep.
And then at election time, Mike, right about now, somehow the Democrats are going to come out and say, wow, look what's happening. Climate change is destroying island, beautiful islands like Maui. Crime is taking over American cities. We can change that. We will help you. We will give, right? We're Santa Claus. We will give. And then everybody votes for these people again.
Yeah. And by the way, Mike, to point of we will give, the we will give costs everybody that actually works money, right? So it sounds great in theory. Yeah. I said this to my mom, was texting me the other day about, I forgot what it was. And I'm like, oh, you didn't know that money just grows on trees? Yeah, you just go over there. It'll just pick off that leaf. It's money, right? Like that's what government treats everything like. And Mike, we talk about this all the time. We're both business owners. If I say to a company that I'm doing advertising with, you know, just give me $5 million. I'll take $5 million of advertising. No worries. Then they say, Mike, you got to pay for it. Well, wait, what?
That's
I have
not
to
fair.
Pay? But I thought I only had to pay $10,000. What do you mean I have to pay $5
That's
million?
Not a good deal for me.
Yeah, what? Well, Mike, you signed a contract to pay us $5 million advertising. No, I didn't. Oh, okay, you know what I'll do? I'll just go ask all my clients for an extra $5,000 a piece, and then I'll pay my advertising. You can't do that in business, right? It's the business owner, the government, that if you're going to make deals, you got to live with those deals and pay for them, right? Not expect everybody else to. What they do, Mike, as you always say, is they'll make these things up, right? And then they'll say, we've solved the problem. Crime? Yeah, we can't believe it's so bad either, but we have the solution. No, Kathy Hochul, you are the problem. You are not the solution, right? Joe Biden, no, you are not the solution. You are the problem. But Mike, to your point, the way they market it, it is that this, you know, we're here to save you. The problem is the saving comes from our pockets and the listeners' pockets and the people that work's pockets, the people that are retired that work their asses off's pockets. And even then, Mike, they take all that money from us and it doesn't do a damn thing because they don't know what to do with it.
Contracts. I mean, contracts involve people that have an intellect, right? You got to understand what contract are you stepping into.
Yep.
You got to have integrity to follow through on the contract, right? The two sides agree to something and you got to then trust that each other will actually abide by the contract. Those qualities don't exist in many of these liberal progressive minds. Intellect, integrity, trust, it's all about them. It's all about them. And then the problem is they will actually sign contracts and then think that it doesn't apply to them, even though they signed it. Right. So I think it's out the window now. Like the idea of compromise and, you know, let's make agreements and all that. It's out the window. It's out the window. These people don't care. We see it every day. We see crime in cities and then we're told, let's not hold these people accountable. Let's deflect from like the true reasons for these things. Let's hold guys like Trump accountable for actions that we can't even prove. But you know what? He has all the right in the world, Mike, to prove he's innocent, right? That according to Nancy Pelosi. This is upside down. And it won't turn right side up unless we get a guy like Trump. Maybe, just maybe, we get a guy like Vivek Ramaswamy either side by side with Trump or somehow integrated within a Trump administration. And then maybe I have some hopes, maybe some more optimism.
And lastly, before we get to our pal Mark Poloncarz, I do just want to say, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. And I mean this, right? I don't care if you're a liberal, if you're independent, or if you're conservative. If you think that this is the right way to do business in the United States, and I say do business, not actual business, but you get what I'm saying. If this is what you think the right way is, then you need to go do some history on the Stalin regime, on Hitler's regime, on Benito Mussolini's regime. Do me a favor and go read about that. In those days, there were no such thing, Mike, as opposition, right?
Yeah.
If you opposed, you got killed, right? And we're not killing Donald Trump yet. By the way, I'm going to say yet, because I think that's next when all these sham four indictments don't work. Mm-hmm. That's where they're going next, right? So I hope Donald Trump has his taste testers. I hope Donald Trump has the Secret Service, because I fear for that man's life and I pray for that man because I'm seriously concerned about it. This is dangerous. And if you are an American and you think this is the right way, there is something seriously wrong with you. Right? Something, you know, people can say, oh, Donald Trump said lock her up about Hillary. Okay. That he did say that. Did he put his whole Department of Justice against Hillary Clinton like this? Did he do any of this? Because I don't think he did.
No.
Right?
And some people wish he had done that.
Right.
I mean, a lot of us.
Looking back, he probably should have.
A lot of us say that might have been the only place he went wrong. He had a couple years in power, and he could have really slammed the door on all these accusations about Hillary Clinton and the bleach bidding of documents and the slamming and smashing of cell phones and all that. He didn't do it, and we wish he would have. Would it have changed, turned the tide? I don't know. You know, but we won't know. But after 2 years as a president, he kind of lost his ability to do it. I mean, he started to focus on America, which I'm glad he did. But I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see how this one more indictment, you know, changes, turns the tide. Again, I think stalwart Trump supporters are not swaying. It's a matter of getting others to say, what on earth will it take for you to say this is a liberal, far, far leftist government that doesn't care about justice for all? Are you going to continue to align yourself with them or not? And time will tell. Let's talk a little bit about Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Mark Poloncarz has often been there at the forefront of cleanup, is what I'd say.
Yep.
The one that comes to mind, Mike, was the winter storm and not adequately preparing and actually declaring an emergency. So I remember it like this, and this is just my recollection. We knew from the Midwest there were nasty, massive storms coming across the country, right? Ice storms, devastating winds, like 70, 80 mile per hour winds. They were on their way. So we knew that the night before, let's say 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night the night before. And all through the night, we hear nothing. We hear nothing. We hear nothing. People get on the roads at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and then all hell broke loose. The snow was flying. It was blizzard conditions, somewhat like the 1977 blizzard of Western New York, of Buffalo. And everybody that was out on the roads was at peril. Many of them got stuck in vehicles. They ended up trying to leave their vehicles, and many, many actually died. And what did we hear afterward? We heard Mark Poloncarz say, wow, this was just a devastating storm. Wow, we're going to try and try and get out there and save as many people as possible, right? We need to do all the right. Like, he came out, but he made a grave error by not pronouncing closing the thruway at 11 p.m. the night before, right? Or 10 p.m. the night before. Get off the thruways. Get off the roads. You will not be able to report to work, right? Government officials and everybody, right? They all love to do mandates, Mike. Why wouldn't he make a mandate then? So anyway, he's always at the forefront of the cleanup efforts. And he does the apology tour or the, yeah, you know, I'm not that bad. Come on, this went wrong, but I'm not that bad. What did he say of late?
So this was sent to me actually by Stefan Mihailo. Here we go. This is a Facebook post, folks. Now, this is, mind you, a week after two people were raped, right? One person has tuberculosis in the area. All legal, by the way. Shouldn't be here, okay? This is what he says. While the last few days haven't been the best I've had in office, I think back to everything this community has gone through since 2020. The COVID pandemic, the mass shooting, terrible storms, and the Christmas blizzard. The Damar Hamlin incident, Jason Arno's tragic death, and so much more. And know that a few political hits and rough days against me are nothing in the grand scheme of things, especially compared to what others have had to face. My team and I will come out stronger as we continue to work to create a better future for all. So, as you can tell, Mike and I are a little hot today between the Trump indictment and this. Let me just say one thing. I'll turn this over to you, Mike. Mark, Damar Hamlin getting injured in a football game has nothing to do with your bullshit. Not one thing, number one. Number two, the Christmas blizzard is because of your inaction, right? You telling police don't patrol the streets. You not getting a message out to get people off of the streets. That is not anything to do with illegal migrants. That's you, right? And the illegal migrants, that was the next thing that you did, that you just decided, bring them in, bring them in. Yeah, we're fine. Yeah, yeah, we'll take them. And then they raped two people. And one has tuberculosis. By the way, a home got ransacked a couple months ago, too. Don't forget about that one. What else do we have here, Mark?
I don't know. I'm surprised he didn't throw in Russia, Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, that's been going on.
Yeah.
And boy, that's during his administration. Boy, there's a real threat on Taiwan, Mike, from China.
Yeah.
Like, boy, that's something Mark's really trying to endure, right, as a leader of Erie County.
This guy is so full of shit, and it's a disgrace.
Well, he's full of himself, which I guess is shit.
Yes. Yeah, he is full of himself.
I mean, that's truly, like, this is not a good human being, guys. I mean, if you're listening, he is not a good human being. He's not a good leader. He is self-serving, selfish. He didn't. Did he make any declarations of, wow, I'm so saddened about these rapes, the murders, the person with tuberculosis now possibly infecting others here in Western New York? Did he say anything of remorse? Because people that don't feel remorse do what he just did.
Not to be outdone, sorry, Mike. This just, as we're on this podcast, he tweeted this an hour ago, and I also responded to him on this one. He has the balls, after all this shit, after everything that he's screwed up over the last 6 months. This is just the last 6 months we're going through. He tweets this morning. Donald Trump was indicted again for attempting to steal the 2020 election and remain in power, this time in Georgia. He tried to destroy our country and our Constitution, all so he could remain in power. He is a cancer on our democracy, and that will kill it. Cancer on our democracy that will kill it if not brought to justice. This piece of shit, Mark Poloncarz, and I'm going to go on the record to say it, is talking about Donald Trump and everything in Georgia as two people in his community just got raped, right? As somebody's home in Amherst, New York got ransacked a couple months ago, right? As 43 people in December died because of his inaction. He wants to go talk about Donald Trump. Mark, you are a disgrace. You're a sick puppy, Mark.
He's doing exactly what the liberals do, Mike. They deflect and distract, and then they follow that story, right?
Yep.
They run away from their own problems. They don't have solutions for the problems they cause. So what do? They leave the area. They follow the little shining light bouncing ball, and that shiny light bouncing ball is Donald Trump and anything to do with Donald Trump. The liberals all stick together like a pack of idiots, and that's what they're doing. They'll just completely ignore the things. They're going to try to get voters to say, oh, well, let's think about the things that Mark claims he did well, while he ignores solutions, he ignores the facts. And
he also ignores his own mandates, Mike. This is the same guy that shut us down during COVID but could go play golf and hockey with his boys.
Right.
His mates.
With
right?
his mates.
I mean, like, again, remember that, too. Remember that when this country gets shut down for climate change in less than 3 years. Just remember that for a second. That all these people that are, and I'm saying that I'm foreshadowing right now. Remember, all these people will do the exact same stuff they're telling you you can't do.
Mm-hmm. No right? doubt. No doubt.
Mark and Kathy Hochul told us that the bringing the sanctuary cities are great. Mayor Adams, oh, we are a sanctuary city. This is great. We all knew this. Go back into the Financial Guys archives. We've said this for how many months, Mike? Years, maybe?
Years. Years. And it continues. And I don't know. I mean, I think votes, right? Voting. Yep. Voting is the way to get these
Same
people out
Mark.
Of office.
Yep.
You've got to get people out. And you've got to wake up, folks. You can't just be, as I said, spectators and witnesses to this destruction. You've got to actually get on your feet and get to the ballots, right? Go vote for change. I mean, you have to do that. Or, I mean, we're only a country of 257 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other countries that have gone through the ups and downs. We're going through a real down right now, and I don't know if we can stop this, man, unless we vote better people into office.
Yeah, I'll tell you this too. For those in Buffalo, the voting starts this November because Mark Poloncarz is on the ballot. And if you want to stop this, if you want to, Loma says this all the time, don't complain, do something.
Yep.
I don't want to hear, oh man, how could this happen with Poloncarz? If you didn't vote in November or you're not going to vote in November, you can't complain. We got four more years of Mark, right? Vote better. Get these pieces of crap off the ballot. And by off the ballot, I mean you beat them. You win with good people. You win with a Donald Trump, right? You win with a Vivek Ramaswamy. You don't win with Chris Christie. You don't win with Mike Pence, right? That's the thing. At the end of the day, it's up to us. That's what makes America great. We are the voters. We get to make decisions, and we need to. And Mike, to your point, stop feeling sorry for yourself and stop like, oh, you know, well, they'll help us. No, they won't. Government will never help you. I promise.
No. Figure out what you want your life to look like, right? What do you want your future to look like? What do you want your kids' future to look like and your grandkids' future to look like? And then decide who can get us there.
Yep.
And it certainly isn't the people that are in charge right now at the national, the state, and our local level here in Western New York. All right, folks. Well, that'll do it. If you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS to find this and every other podcast, Morning Mics, 8:15 to 8:30 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 5 topics, 3 minutes each. Find all of that at financialguysmedia.com. For Mike Spiraza, I'm Mike Hayflick. We'll be back next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.